I'm Dorian Jones in Turkey, where voters will cast ballots in the country's first ever presidential runoff election on Sunday, May the 28th. Incumbent President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is the front runner after narrowly missing an outright win in the first round and securing a majority in parliament. But analysts say challenger Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu has an outside chance if he can galvanise his voting base. With incumbent Recep Tayyip Erdogan securing a surprise first-round win, as well as winning parliamentary elections, the political momentum, analysts say, has shifted away from Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu ahead of Sunday's presidential runoff. Can Soçici is the head of the Istanbul Economics Research, an opinion poll company.
Erdogan obviously enjoys the 49.5 that he got in the first round, but also the parliamentary majority. So these are very big motivational factors going into the second round, which renders him the likely winner of the second round. Kılıçdaroğlu, on the other hand, is trying to motivate his supporters, increase mobilization, but at the same time mitigate concerns over his nationalistic security policies.
Both presidential runoff candidates are targeting nationalist voters after the surprisingly strong showing of hardline nationalist candidate Sinan Oğan in the first round. Kılıçdaroğlu hopes to capitalize on nationalist sentiments and has since the first round emphasized his commitment to deport millions of Syrian refugees. But analysts warn such a move is risky, given until now his focus was democratic reform. Asla Aydın Taşbaş of the Brookings Institution in Washington.
Kılıçdaroğlu probably is interested in getting some of those Sinan Oğan supporters of the third party candidate, who are driven by TikTok or social media and nationalism, of course. So he's lurching a little more in that direction. The problem is these things are very dangerous, especially if you do these adjustments and changes at the last minute.
Kılıçdaroğlu is also now taking a hard line on security, vowing never to negotiate with Kurdish separatists. But such a move risks alienating key Kurdish voters. Analysts say Kılıçdaroğlu has to perform an increasingly difficult balancing act, warns Sezin Öner of PolitikYol News Portal.
Now the bar is much, much higher. He has to convince, first of all, his own voters to go and vote for him, not to lose their hope. So he has to start all over again from just scratch one, actually. And he has to convince others. Also, he has to convince Sinan Oğan, the nationalist voter side, of course. And he has to keep the Kurds on his side. So this is a very delicate balance. It's not impossible, but it's much, much more difficult than the first round.
But Kılıçdaroğlu did get a campaign boost, with the pro-Kurdish HDP party this week renewing its support, despite his overtures towards hardline Turkish nationalists who oppose greater minority rights for Kurds. But another challenge facing Kılıçdaroğlu is that Erdogan's AKP party-led coalition is set to secure an absolute majority in parliament, a sign that voters want to stay the course. Can Soçici of Istanbul Economics Research.
Well, the government side obviously is advocating for consistency, whereas the opposition is advocating for balance. Often in the past, we've seen that Turkish electorate usually chooses consistency over the notion of balance.
Helalleşme ne demektir? Benim kusurum var. Kabahat bana ait ve dolayısıyla ben bunu kabul ediyorum. Gelin helalleşelim. İşin özünde yatan odur.
Kılıçdaroğlu sought to gain political traction by appearing on a popular YouTube show for 4 hours, taking audience questions. With Erdogan's voters turning out in larger numbers and Kılıçdaroğlu's in their respective strongholds, Kılıçdaroğlu's chances now depend on how many of his voters he can manage to turn out. Atilla Yeşilada is a Turkey analyst for Global Source Partners.
The proximity of another Erdogan victory and what might happen to their future and to their children's future may force them to dispel their doubts and complaints about Kılıçdaroğlu and report to the poll. That's the only thing that can change the facts on the ground.
With political momentum appearing to be with Erdogan, analysts say Kılıçdaroğlu needs to find a way to re-energize his supporters at the last minute. I'm Dorian Jones in Istanbul.